During Monday's meeting at the Moose Creek Fire Station, officials with the Air Force Civil Engineers Center will unveil a plan to build a water pipeline from the North Pole Water Treatment Plant to Moose Creek. But Eielson Air Force Base Lieutenant Kit Sana Duanlum Chan says the officials also will talk about alternative proposals at the meeting.
The Air Force Civil Engineers Center has determined that this first alternative is the best alternative. However, the point of having this open house town hall is to allow Moose Creek residents to make their public comments on it.
Duanlum Chan says engineering personnel believe building a five-mile pipeline from North Pole to Moose Creek is the best of seven alternatives they've developed to provide potable water to the community. The area's groundwater has been contaminated with two types of perfluorinated compounds that came mainly from a type of firefighting foam used at Eielson in years past. But Duanlum Chan says if residents think one of the other alternatives would work better, they can comment on that at the meeting.
And based off in those comments, the Air Force might decide to alter or change its decision if it's like, you know, yeah, we see where you're coming from there, and, you know, it makes sense to move to one of these other alternatives.
The other alternatives include piping water from Eielson's water treatment plant and installing tanks and delivering water to each home or business in the community. The preferred plan to build a pipeline from North Pole is estimated to cost just over $25 million. Duanlum Chan says if that's the alternative the public and the agency agree on, and the decision is made final this summer and funding appropriated this year, water could be flowing within 5 years.
We would expect the project to be completed by around 2022 or early 2023.
Duanlum Chan says more information about the interim proposed plan for long-term water supply for Moose Creek is available from the Eielson Public Affairs Office. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.